without those blocks, those are key blocks. You know, I cut right off of Quandre's block, and then simultaneously I cut right off of Don's block. So, you know, without those, that return would have been probably only like a 10, you know, 12-yard return.
You said you only started returning punts your senior year.
Yep.
You definitely
have to have pretty good instincts. You know, you got to be really good at tracking the ball. You got to be savvy if you're back there. You know, you're going to get hit. You know, it's football. You're going to get hit. But you got to be smart back there, you know, especially making good decisions. You know, that's the number one goal about, you know, being a punt returner is you got to catch the ball first. Coach Joe always says secure the ball and, you know, make good decisions. So first things first, you got to secure that ball and, you know, let your instincts take over after that.
You said after the special teams award.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You said after the game you had at least 200.
Oh, yeah.
How many were there in the end, and how long did it take you?
I'd say if I were to guess, around 250 to 300, like within like the different like apps and stuff. Text messages alone, over 200. Yeah. Just family, friends. You know, I have a couple of group chats with friends. You know, they were blowing that up. Yeah. So, you know, sorting through that was a pain. But, you know, I got through it.
How'd you do it? I mean, I've never gotten 250 messages.
It was a lot of open and close, stuff like that. You know, I just had to sort through all that stuff. It was painful, but I'm just glad I'm past it.
What does this mean back home? I mean, USD doesn't have a lot. I think Josh Johnson was the only other guy in the NFL for you guys. I mean, how big of a moment is this for the school, do you think?
I think it's huge. You know, definitely. You know, shines a little light, you know, on the school and the program as a whole. Just showing, you know, we got some ball players down there. You know, it brings a lot of, you know, attention to the school. You know, definitely helps out the recruiting, just because, you know, a lot of people think FCS non-scholarship. I don't want to go there because, you know, every high school football player's dream is to make it to the NFL. And, you know, you hear, oh, this University of San Diego, FCS non-scholarship. Like, I'm not going to be able to get to the next level going there. So I think, you know, just my success right now definitely brings a lot of attention to the program as a whole, definitely helping out the recruiting process.
Why is it that you didn't do punt returns until your senior year? Was someone there ahead of you? Or?
Yeah, I had a couple upperclassmen ahead of me my first couple years, and then my junior year we had a pretty good punt returner back there as well. And then my senior year I told my coach, hey, I need to be back there. You know, the only way for me to get to the next level is if I can produce on special teams. And, you know, luckily he put me back there and I made some things happen.
How do you feel? The Lions haven't had a kick return touchdown since 2013, I think. How do you feel about taking one of the house from back there?
Oh, I'm hoping. You know, it's got to be a collective effort. You know, return touchdowns, you know, are very rarely done by one person alone. So, you know, we got to clean up some things in, you know, the return game. And I think once we do that, you know, we'll have a shot to be, you know, a special unit all overall.
How many calls and texts did you get?
Oh, over 200 to 250. Pushing the 300 range, definitely. You know, sorting through all that stuff was ridiculous. A lot of opening texts and closing them. But, you know, I'm just glad I'm through that part. That was probably the toughest part.
Probably worth it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely worth it. You know, a lot of people reached out to me I haven't talked to in a while, which some of it was good. Some of it was, you know, where do you come from? But, yeah, I'm just glad I'm through that process. You know, that was you definitely had to trust that process.
Waiting through the text was harder than getting through the coverage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that was hard. I'm not usually on my phone a lot, so, you know, my phone vibrating 24/7, it just annoying to me.
Now you know if you have that kind of game, just turn your phone off.
Oh, yeah, I'm turning my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Has it sunk in, though, what happened on Monday?
Yeah, it has a little bit. You know, we watched it in the special teams meeting this morning, and, you know, it's real now. You know, at first, I couldn't believe it happened. You know, sometimes I still see the clip on, like, Twitter or something. That's really me doing that, but, you know, still surreal a little bit, but, you know, the reality's hitting me right now.
Did you envision yourself making an impact this quick with this team?
I definitely envisioned myself, you know, being able to do something like this, but, you know, never this quick, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, as a rookie, I don't want to force too many things. You know, Coach Joe always tells me, just let it come to me, let it come to me. And, you know, be patient. And, you know, I got my opportunity and made something with it. So, you know, I'm just happy, you know, I was patient with that.
And you went back, you kind of backstepped, kind of did some things that aren't really taught.
Mm-hmm.
Does Marciano kind of give you the freedom to go back like a center fielder, track the ball, and then kind of turn around and set yourself because you have that skill set to do it?
Yeah, I think it was more of I just misjudged it a little bit. You know, it was a really good punt, you know. Throughout the game, he's pretty consistent with his punts. You know, they're around like the 40 to 45-yard range. And as soon as that left his foot, I knew, like, I got to get back and get this one. He boomed that one. But, you know, I got a lot of trust in my jammers, you know, in the core unit. And I know when a punt like that comes off the punter's foot that I'm going to have some time, you know, to make some moves. And, you know, they held their own. And then, you know, I did my part. So we all did our 111th.
It looked like you almost scooped it right off the carpet. It looked
yeah.
Like close to hitting the floor.
It was probably like a couple inches away from hitting the turf, but, you know, I got my hands under it and, you know, made a play with it.
And did you see, I don't know if you saw Brad Wing put a tweet out, I think Monday or Tuesday morning, and he said, it's okay, my ankles are
yeah.
on the play.
Yeah, I'm just glad he's okay. you know, he got the A for effort. But, you know, that's a tough play on a punter. You know, they're not used to making open field tackles like that. You know, as a defensive back, that's tough, making a tackle in space like that. I couldn't imagine it for a punter. So, you know, he did his best. He did what he could. But glad he's okay.
I'm sorry. Was there any question when you just had him to beat that you weren't going to beat him and get to the house?
Oh, no, not at all. Because if I get tackled by a punter, I'm telling Coach Joe, you need to find another punt returner because that shouldn't be happening. You know, if you get tackled by a punter or a kicker, you're not going to hear the last of that. You know, you'll probably hear that your whole career. Even if you were to, you know, take one to the house the next week, you know, coach is still going to pull up that clip of you getting tackled by a punter. So, you know, I didn't want to let that happen, and, you know, thankfully I didn't.
what returners have you modeled your game after, or have you been influencing you in your career?
I grew up watching Devin Hester, you know, Dante Hall. Even like Charles Woodson back in his college days, you know, they're really savvy with the ball in their hands. I definitely wouldn't take half the risks that Dante Hard, Devin Hester, you know, took just because I don't have the luxury of that. I'm still a rookie. But, no, I'm just going to keep letting things come to me, you know, try not to force things. Especially after that, you know, you can't be going out looking for a home run every play because it's not going to happen. So, you know, I'm just going to continue to just let things come.